Chapter 15.2 Section Summary.
Between 1840 and 1860, more than 4 million immigrants came to the United States. Most of them came from Ireland and Germany. In Ireland, a terrible famine drove more than 1 million people to leave the country. Meanwhile, a failed revolution in Germany led many Germans to move to the United States. Once in the United States, the Irish often settled in northeastern cities and towns. Many Irish women worked as domestic servants. The men typically worked as unskilled laborers. Some Germans went to rural areas in the Midwest where they became farmers. Others had to take low-paying jobs. Immigration changed the U.S. workforce. Cheap immigrant labor improved local economies and allowed some native-born workers to move into professional positions. However, some native-born citizens felt threatened by the immigrants. Known as nativists, most of these people were Protestants who were suspicious of immigrant Catholics. Nativists also feared that immigrants would take jobs away from native-born U.S. citizens. In 1850, nativists founded the Know-Nothing Party. Its members wanted to exclude Catholics and immigrants from public office, and they wanted to require that immigrants live in the United States for 21 years before they could become citizens. Foreign immigration was one reason that cities grew rapidly in the mid-1800s. Another reason they grew was because of migration from rural areas. Free African Americans, in particular, moved to the cities to seek better economic opportunities and better living conditions. In the cities, people had more opportunities to own businesses or become skilled professionals. These people were part of the growing middle class, or a social class in between the wealthy and the poor. Most people, however, remained in the working class. Although urban areas offered opportunities and a more varied cultural life, there were problems in the cities. Many people lived in dirty, overcrowded, and poorly built housing units called tenements. Disease spread quickly because there was no clean water or sanitary way to dispose of garbage and human waste. A shortage of adequate police and fire protection also made city life unsafe for many people.